You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 59, Timothy, by the Buoys. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're going to take a look at a song that was very regional in its success, at least here in the U.S. If you lived in Pennsylvania, Florida, or Texas, you might remember this song from the early 70s. If you don't remember the song, I think you'll enjoy today's show simply for the very unusual subject matter of the song. Today we're looking at Timothy by a one-hit wonder band called The Buoys. We'll dive into the grim and unexpected subject matter of the song in just a moment, but first, we'll find out a little bit more about the writer of the song, Rupert Holmes, who would become famous several years later with a song called Escape, the Piña Colada song. Rupert Holmes was born February 24, 1947, in Northwich, in Cheshire, England, to a father in the United States Air Force and a British mother. The family moved back to New York when Rupert was still young and developing a taste for music. At six, he wrote his first song called Nobody Loves Me. Pop music and rock and roll were frowned upon in the Holmes household, so he began taking clarinet lessons. In high school, and after hearing the Beatles for the first time, Rupert decided to form his own band called The Nomads. At the end of high school, he received a clarinet scholarship to the Manhattan School of Music and made composition his major. After graduation, he decided to follow a career as a songwriter. A year into the music business, and after composing arrangements for covers and other versions of songs for major artists, he was asked to write a song for a group out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania called The Buoys. He knew that the label wouldn't promote the song, so he came up with an idea for them to record a song so controversial it would get banned and provide them with their own publicity. And according to an interview with SongFacts.com website, the idea for the song came to him one day from a television cooking show. Holmes was working on an arrangement for Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, and on the TV at the time was a cooking show. With the lyrics of 16 Tons containing the line, "A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones," etc., and with the cooking show playing in the background, he thought that it sounded a bit like a recipe. So he put pen to paper and wrote the one hit for the Buoys that would earn them a place in music history, a song about cannibalism called Timothy. The song tells the story of three men trapped in a coal mine, the narrator, Joe, and Timothy. After the men become hungry, they decide to do what they must to survive, and Joe and the narrator eat Timothy, an event which is blacked out in the narrator's memory. Radio stations started playing the song before they knew what it was about, and before they could pull the song, it was too late. The controversial subject matter made it a frequently requested song, and it became a hit in both the U.S. and the U.K. Rupert Holmes went on to achieve a number one hit of his own in 1979 with Escape, the Piña Colada song, but would also receive some other accolades for his work. In 1971, as the song Timothy was growing in popularity, he picked up a Charles Dickens book in a train station bookstore. The book inspired him to write, orchestrate, and produce a musical based on the story entitled The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which went on to win a Tony Award in 1986 for Best Musical. And in the 1990s, he won an Emmy for producing a TV series about 1930 radio called Remember When. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.